Well, you almost can't believe the allegations flying up in St. Joseph these days when it comes to what's going on with the school district. One hot story making the rounds is that district maintenance employees were routinely ordered to do work at the homes of district administrators, jobs like fixing a furnace or installing a big screen TV. The workers would have to do it or face losing their jobs. Then there's the saga of Bo Musser, the district's chief financial officer, who blew the whistle on all manner of activities, like 4,000 gallons of missing gasoline, only to find himself facing allegations of sexual harassment in retaliation. Just unbelievable. Here to talk about it are Sam Zeff. He's the education reporter for KCUR. Sam, good to have you.
Always good to be here, Steve.
Steve Buher is also with us. He's the multimedia news editor for the St. Joseph News Press. And Steve, nice to have you too.
Thanks, Steve. Hi, Sam.
Sam, I can't believe what I'm reading about what's going on up there. What do you make of it?
Well, it just keeps getting deeper and deeper.
Yes,
you know, it's interesting
does.
How when you talk to district officials or you hear, they just had a meeting up there with maintenance workers a couple of weeks ago. An audio of it got posted on the web, and you hear Dr. Fred Zerwanka, who is the superintendent up there, telling everybody it's going to be fine. 95% of what you read in the media is wrong. And it's almost as if they are in complete denial about just how serious this is. There's the FBI. They're still waiting for a scathing report, I think, from the state auditor.
Everyone's taking a look.
Everybody. This grand jury. There was another subpoena 2 weeks ago. I think a very serious turn was the district's liability carrier filed a complaint in federal court asking the court to relieve them from covering the district in the Bo Musser sexual harassment case.
They're saying no mas, right?
We can't deal with this. And what they're saying is that the word fraud came up in that complaint. And essentially what they're saying is that we no longer have to cover anything, any settlement from the district. They don't have to cover legal fees, which is, you know, just what a liability policy does, because we think there was misconduct on the part of the district. The district, that liability policy covered, I think, $2 million. So all of a sudden, if they're not covered by insurance anymore, the price of all of this – and remember, they're still defending the Musser lawsuit. There are criminal lawyers involved and a host of other sort of legal problems that have mounted. And so in the end, who knows what this is going to cost, but it could cost a lot.
It would cost taxpayers if the insurance company ends up getting out of this thing.
Yes, right. They're going to have to find additional money somewhere. And looming over all of this is part of their property tax mill levy is going to sunset next year. It has to be renewed by voters. At stake is $6.5 million a year. That can be on the ballot either in April or August. And right now, I suspect that it would go down hard. And if that happens, then they're going to have to cut even more out of their budget because they just won't have as much tax money.
I want to get our listeners involved here, our listeners who live in the northern reaches of our listenership here at KCUR. If you live in this district or even near it and can offer us your two cents on what's going on up there, 816-235-2888 is our phone number. Again, 816-235-2888. Steve Buher from the St. Joseph News Press. To what extent is all of this the talk of the town up there, Steve?
Well, everybody's talking about it, Steve. It's been the biggest issue that has come up in St. Joseph in quite a while. You know, if St. Joseph School District is mentioned in a headline in our newspaper or on one of our broadcasts or posted to the web, you know, that story gets immediate attention. It gets more clicks than any other story that we post to our website. It gets passed around more on social media than any other story. So as of right now, it is the story in St. Joseph.
And I can't believe, Steve, that Fred Zerwanka, the superintendent, still has his job, given the gravity of these allegations that have been waged up there. What am I missing here?
You know, I don't think you're missing anything. I think that seems to be the general consensus with people and people who are calm thinking and pretty rational. They would like to know why hasn't he been placed on administrative leave while the school board investigates what's going on, or while the FBI and the other investigations run their course. But at the very least, get him on even paid administrative leave, he and some of the other administrators that have become deeply involved in this. And I'm not sure exactly why the board hasn't acted.
What does the board say about that, Steve?
Well, they say that they're waiting, they're biding their time until the FBI investigation is complete. Immediately after the stipend issue came to the fore, the stipends and some high-priced consultants that they were paying, they actually renewed Dr. Zerwanka's contract for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's common practice. A lot of superintendents have sort of this rolling three-year deal. Provides them some security. It also provides the district with security that they're not going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be on the hook for 3 years if he is fired without cause. If fired with cause, then he packs up his stuff, they leave. It's kind of up to them whether they want to buy out his contract. But I think that's holding him up. Don't forget, every time the school board meets, there's probably a couple of attorneys in there, and they're kind of in the board member's ear saying, you know, you're exposing yourself to this liability and so on and so forth. But it's all sort of conspired, I think, to make them, the board be inactive.
Hmm. We're talking about the legal crisis now enveloping the St. Joseph School District with Sam Zeff from KCUR, Steve Buher from the St. Joe News Press. Sam, Steve Buher just mentioned the stipend issue. You've been on in the last few weeks talking about that issue. Remind us what that's all about again.
So when Fred Zerwanka came on board from the West Plains School District down in the Ozarks, there was a rebate, although now the school district denies that there was an insurance rebate. But there was a pool of money that the district found itself with, $270,000. Board rules would say that that money was supposed to be reported to the board of to the school board and then deposited in the district. What Fred Zerwanka did, and he's never denied this, is that he divided that up into $5,000 chunks and then distributed that in the form of stipends to 54 top administrators, from associate superintendents on down to assistant building principals. That happened within weeks of his arriving in St. Joseph. Soon after that,
sort of as bonuses, we're talking about here.
Essentially, they were bonuses. But they were referred to as stipends. Soon after that, he got a nickname, the Candyman. They've been called the Candyman stipends since then. And report.
Where's the Candyman would come to my house this Christmas. Yeah,
that's a perfect time.
Where's the Candyman when I need him?
And then after these stipends came to light, it was revealed that for years, if not decades, other stipends were given to administrators to boost their pay, and what that meant was that they were trying to raise administrator salaries without really reporting that to the board. There was a superintendent's council, for example, and anybody on the superintendent's council got an extra $9,000 a year. That money was never reported to the school board, never approved by the school board.
It's just a unilateral action by the superintendent.
Right, and nobody's been able to explain why they just didn't raise administrator salaries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why did they have to go through the back door to provide them more money? Because the interesting thing to me is that it's not like they raised them so far above the average of a school administrator in Missouri. They didn't. So why they never sought board approval, that has not yet come out, although I suspect that somewhere in the state auditor's report, perhaps in the grand jury report, we may get to that.
Steve, let's turn to the saga of Bo Musser. We've mentioned his name here. He's the district's chief financial officer. Now, from everything you read about this guy, he's a guy who apparently tried to do the right thing, only to see things go completely awry involving himself. Walk us through this case. What did he – he was a whistleblower. What was he alleging, and then what happened to him, Steve?
Well, and, you know, guys, keep in mind, this is strictly my opinion, talking to members of the Musser family. But what happened was that as soon as Bo, and he was hired, this was his first year, this past school year was his first year in office. He was hired and he began noticing irregularities, with school district finances. All of a sudden, you know, payroll checks were being increased by $5,000, $7,000, $9,000, including, by the way, his own paycheck. And so what he did was he started to track down these stipends, and then he also tracked down some big contracts that were paid to consultants. For instance, a flipping group over the course of like 8 months was paid $135,000 for their services, which in St. Joseph is a huge amount. He tried to do the right thing. He went to his boss, Dr. Zerwanka, and said, look, boss, we have got to take this before the board, and we've got to get this approved. If we don't, I think this is illegal, and I think we're going to get trapped here. As soon as an audit comes in and uncovers this stuff, we're in trouble. He went to Dr. Zerwanka and then also his supervisor, Human Resources Director Doug Flowers. And he tried to convince those guys, hey, guys, let's go to the board. Let's get this taken care of, even if it's retroactive. Let's go ahead and get all this stuff approved so that we're in better shape. Well, that didn't work. He was put off. He was said, yeah, we'll do that, but not until next month, but not until next month. So essentially he was held at arm's length. Well, he got pretty worried about it. Bo is a licensed accountant. If something illegal happens and he knows about it and doesn't say anything about it, he could lose his license to practice his profession. So he started to go to school board members and informed a couple of school board members who I believe were on the finance committee about the stipends that were being paid out and so on and so forth. And rather than do the right thing and take these stipends to the board for approval, they chose to keep it under wraps, and I think they chose to level some pretty serious false allegations against Bo. Sexual harassment is pretty serious. It follows you. It affects your family, your marriage, your reputation.
And who leveled that charge, Steve?
It was Dr. Zerwanka, and it was HR Director Doug Flowers called Bo into a meeting, sat him down, and said, we've had a couple of instances, complaints of sexual harassment against you. And then they tried to push an agreement to Bo that was, you know, about $36,000, $40,000, which would have bought out his contract for the year, and said, if you'll sign this and go away quietly, we will not pursue these allegations.
You know, this just takes my breath away. I can't believe what you're saying to me, Steve. This is just this is so far beyond the pale as to be almost unrecognizable. This is cinema stuff.
Well, and unfortunately, Steve, it's a playbook, a page from a playbook that's been used before. Not only in St. Joseph, but we've also heard stories about this happening in other school districts where, you know, one of the things that a man particularly fears is sexual harassment charges.
And just to fast forward the story a little bit, Mr. Musser he took a leave of absence. He was paid while he was away. Now he's been reinstated, right, if I understand correctly. And he has a lawsuit now against a district saying, hey, this stuff was not right. I'm going to try and straighten this out in court, right?
Right, right. That's exactly right. And we don't know when that lawsuit's going to go to going to actually, you know, be heard in court. Some say it never will. It'll actually be settled out of court. No doubt, Sam talked about the insurance company, you know, making a motion in court where they don't have to pay this. That may delay it further. you know, it may affect how much Bo gets, as opposed
and Steve,
to
let me cut you off again here just quickly. In Sam Ziff, you can't help but wonder if it wasn't for the Ferguson crisis, how much attention this whole case might be getting. It's sort of getting lost in the shuffle here a little bit, isn't it?
I think a little bit, although it still, as Steve says, it still commands the news day when there's something when there's something new in St. Joseph. I mean, I can tell you, I started reporting on the story in the summer for Ballotpedia.org, and I'd write a story and it'd get 20,000 hits. So there is great interest, not just in St. Joe, but I think among a lot of Missouri educators who see this as a cautionary tale that you need to dot the I's, you need to cross the T's, and you need to be scrupulous with the district's money.
Steve, just go give me 30 seconds worth about a column you just wrote about maintenance workers in the district and the types of jobs they were forced to perform.
Well, we had heard these rumors for years that maintenance workers were being asked to go to administrators' houses, particularly high-level administrators, and perform work for free and on school time, which is patently illegal. And it ranged from anything. They would get a big screen TV and want to put a surround system in, and they would send a worker there to install that. Their air conditioner would go out, you know, in June when the heat hit. And an HVAC guy from the district maintenance department would be dispatched out there. I had a teacher who told me one time she had a bulb burnout in a projector and had to wait for 5 days because all the maintenance guys were busy at administrator's house before they could.
We're going to have to leave our conversation there. I want to thank Steve Buher from the St. Joseph News Press and Sam Ziff, the education reporter here from KCUR. Let's stay on top of this thing, okay, Sam?